Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bets coming your way. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a football Friday. We will be here Sunday morning as well. I've got BetMGM Game Day with Jason Lockenfor and Kate Constable. And then Sam's got You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff 2 hours right before the game gets going. All right. Let's get to our contest plays, and you may have missed some important news about the show earlier on. If you did, go back on the Odyssey app and check out the Friday Feels segment. Check out the podcast. It's all segmented over there. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you are subscribed and check out the Friday Feels segment where you can get the details on the show's future. All right. Let's get to our contest plays. We throw out plays that we like, and we see if we can come up with a consensus five that we are backing. Ravens minus 6.5, guys. Is there anybody that is against Ravens minus 6.5?
That was my first nomination.
Okay.
As the person currently in first place in the Chicago media contest, I approve.
I hope that Chicago really media contest takes the Bears.
Oh, wow.
Are you?
Yeah. Tied. Tied for first.
With? Snorling.
Snorling. Old Snorles.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah. Former Shay BetMGM Network alum.
Yes. He's with Catman. Oh, how the world works. Sam's guy, Cap, Shay, and Cap together in the morning. That's how it goes. He's in first. Where are you at, Sam?
I am in 15th.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
You and Joey Jojo.
I keep going 2 and 3. I keep going 2 and 3. It's been awesome.
I went 2 and 3. I'm in ninth place. I'm tied with Jim Miller.
Joe's a and Rick point Camp. And a half ahead of me, talking smack. Joe's like barely above me.
I'm below 500, talking smack. Where you at? Yeah, no, it's still all bunched up. I mean, you could win. You just got to get on a heater. You have a couple. Not yes, you winning. Can. You're back by 7. You could win. And we've got more than half the season left. Hmm. Anyways, better win. Especially now. One of the three of us, I hope.
One of us, I hope. Yeah.
Hey.
Survivor just became a little higher stakes, Joe.
Let's have a conversation about this donation at the end of the year. I think this should all go to the winner. What do you think?
I haven't even paid yet. I'm not paying.
Okay, MJ. Yeah.
Let me sign a couple basketballs. That'll please him.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we've got the Ravens. What else do we have, Sam?
I like the Commanders. I think that's way too many points. But I understand if people don't want to take the Commanders. What's the number in the contest? 12.5?
12.5, yep.
I think it's a good bet.
A bad number.
Yeah.
Mariota? Are the Chiefs going to cover?
double-digit home favorites in back-to-back weeks. Historically, something that they have not done.
Guess who they play next?
What is it?
The Bills and Buffalo.
Bills. Yeah.
Okay.
Short week.
12.5. We will take the 12.5. That's Sam's play. How about you, Paul?
Browns plus 6. We got 6.5, but I think they're live in the game.
Damn, they gave us a bad number.
Yeah. Mm.
That's wish it was 7, but I'm not laying it with New England. Not in this spot. Could be wrong. But, yeah, you know, I agree with that on the Browns side. All right, what else we have? We've got – jeez, it's – I hated seeing the Steelers in the room. Hated it.
Who cares? You know they're going to win.
Eagles are 7.5. Yeah, you're right. Let's go Pittsburgh. It's not college football room stuff. I'm on Pittsburgh plus a field goal. Agree?
Sure.
Yep.
It's never the Packers.
I was gonna nominate either Buffalo or Philly. I think we're gonna probably lean toward Buffalo because we get a better number.
Are they both this? Oh,
7 Buffalo, on Buffalo, 7.5 Philly.
I like Philly more. What do you, do you have a preference, Paul? Paul?
To be a tiebreaker, yeah, I was going to throw out the Jets. So,
No.
Okay. Overruled.
We know. Yeah. Hey, we know you're in first place, but no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let the guys at the bottom tell you how this is going.
Yeah, the guy's literally picking better than anybody in the contest. Nope.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? You know what? Let's do it. I'm in. Now I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, let's do. Why not? He's in first place.
Why not? Because it's the Jets. How many times have you
been Browns money line?
Running circles.
Dude, are they that bad against the spread?
I don't have the Jets spread record memorized.
What was the game the other day that Paul refused to jump in on? But he was like, "But I'll do
Wentz." You fools.
Oh, it was Wentz. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I did take Wentz. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The Jets are ATS. They are. Okay. 3-4. Got it. I just found it, too. Let's just do it, Jeff.
I'm fine. I'm actually fine with it. The Bengals should not be 6.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
When Paul goes 0-5, we'll dance on his grave.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. So we have 3 dogs, 2 favorites. That sounds about right. The favorites, Baltimore minus 6.5. No, I'm sorry. 4 dogs.
Yeah.
4 dogs, 1 favorite. The only favorite, the Ravens. The dogs, Washington plus 12.5, Cleveland plus 6.5, Pittsburgh plus 3, and the Jets plus 6.5. So there you have it. All right, let's throw out some lightning bets. Sam, why don't we come up with the college list? What is your official list? I mean, we talked about some of it yesterday, some of it last segment, but let's get to a solid list here for college football this weekend.
Yeah, college has been fine for me this year. It's been the NFL. It's been just a nightmare. I just keep taking dogs that get cracked. Like last week, I went Eagles, then I took Saints, and the Saints turned it over 4 times. I just keep going either 500 or under 500 in the NFL. It's very frustrating. But in college, I went Toledo, South Carolina, LSU, Missouri. 4 dogs, all 4.
I like way too many favorites this weekend. This is a little uncomfortable, but a lot of favorites I do like. I'll probably tell you on some of those dogs, but I do like Oklahoma and Indiana. We talked about it last segment. I was leaning that way, and then, yep, everybody's jumping. Not everybody, but a lot of people are jumping on those public dogs there, and you never want to be on those. And Virginia, yeah, I think they're going to smash North Carolina. That's going to continue. Add them to the list of teams that destroy the Tar Heels. Virginia minus 10.5. I think that's a good spot for them. And NFL, we talked about a lot of the sides that I like. Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Steelers. Ones that I could get there in contests are... I could get there with the Falcons. There's just so much give up. But with the NFL this week, it's just set up for so many teaser options. Like, there are so many that you could mix and match just with the way the numbers fell this week, with all of these point spreads right around a touchdown. That's what I find to be very interesting. I'm backing off the Bucs after seeing how popular they are. Like, so the room is telling us the Bucs are really popular with the public, but the line keeps heading south. Okay? But I don't want to bet the Saints, so I'm just going to walk away. It's okay to do that with some games. That's what I'll be doing. World Series.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about it. Are we doing anything as far as the World Series? I've got Dodgers futures, World Series MVP futures, possibly adding. Anybody doing anything with Game 1 tonight?
No, but I added Muncy 35-1 MVP.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Show bet.
Same.
Bad number, but whatever.
Jake, did you do anything with Muncy or anybody else?
I mean, yeah, I have FOMO now, and you know, gonna have to pay these bills somehow. So yeah, I'm in on Muncy. I'll go show bet with you guys. I do have some stuff for tonight. I like Snell under 6.5 strikeouts. This Blue Jays team, it's not even about Snell. I think he'll pitch well. This Blue Jays team, they just don't strike out. Like, they'd rather be waterboarded than strike out. So I think he can pitch well. I just don't think there's gonna be a ton of strikeouts for him. As far as that goes. And I like Springer over 1.5 total bases, too. He's been awesome, and selfishly have him for World Series MVP if the Blue Jays are somehow able to pull this off. Don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, I mean, this is a Dodgers show. How could it possibly go wrong? Can't wait.
We're 500 due on Muncy, Jake. Make you 17-5. That'd be nice.
Damn.
Be decent.
For a World Series holding Are you holding Kike Hernandez?
Gotta save money.
We are holding Kike Hernandez 500-1 from like 3 weeks ago. So that would be pretty awesome.
Jake, how many World Series MVP bets do you have?
I have 3 Dodgers. I put in bets at 22-1. Kike, now Muncy, and then I just threw 2 Blue Jays in there at long prices as well. Springer 22 or 20 as well, and Varsho at 90. Just to have some kind of Blue Jays coverage.
Coverage moon.
Coverage moon. Shove. Hover.
I'm hovering. Yeah, I was just going to say I'm hovering. Hovering on Varsho. Quake the hover.
Love a hover. Anyway, what else is going on?
Nothing.
Tell me.
What are you doing this weekend, Jake?
Yeah.
In a surprise to nobody, I am once again dog sitting. Shocker.
Who's getting drunk? More drunk than they were during the week.
I am all in.
Please, Gurch, never again.
Please, never again.
Wow. Gurch just knifed us all.
Yeah, like Friday feels we're putting everything out there, and then Gurch is just like on the way out the door. For the weekend, if he was in the building, I'd be very concerned. If I was in the building, I'll just say that.
I might start drinking now after that.
Yeah.
Thank God the music's here. Yeah. This could only go bad in the last 20 seconds of the week.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll be here till 6 p.m. Central. Can't wait.
Enjoy that. Well, Stockholm, you got to be here Sunday morning. Check it out. Yeah. MGM Game Day.
See you guys tomorrow for Inside the Betting Lines.
That's right, Paul. What time, Paul?
11 Central, which is noon Eastern.
Right, I'm leaving.
Stuff.
Asking Paul to do a time zone was crazy on the way out. We know that's not his strength.
Military time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.